Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim, Masechta Tesvav, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new halacha, halacha Beis, and in the Vilna Sadaf is on Tesamar Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Basim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Now, as we mentioned before, one of the stages of Kviyas Maestras or of Gemar Malacha of Peiros is Raya Panei Abayas. When it's brought into the house, it's reached Gemar Malacha and it's Chayav in Maaser. So now we're going to talk about what exactly is considered Raya Panei Abayas. What does it mean that it was brought into the house? So the Mishnah tells us, Hamala Peres Megal Yehuda, if a person is bringing his pears from Gal to Yehuda, Ayel Yerushalayim, or he's going up to Yerushalayim, Ayel Achuma Gil Makam Shuhailech, he's allowed to continue eating from them Arai until he gets his destination. And that's even though he's going to be staying over in little hotels along the way. It's a multiple day journey and he's going to be sleeping over in different homes on the way. It's not considered like he's bringing it into his home because this is not his home. It's not his destination. And Mechin Bechazira. So too, if he decides to turn around and go back home, it's not considered like it's Nikba for Baiser until he brings them back to Galil into his home. Now, Rav Meir argues and he says, Achu Magil Makam HaShvisa, until he reaches the place where he's going to stay for Shabbos, when he gets to whichever area he's going to stay for Shabbos, even though he didn't reach his final destination, that's considered a chashiv enough place, that's considered his official house, and there's a Kviyas for Maaser's den already. Another din, Harayichim HaMachzirim Bayaros, peddlers, they're taking their wares and going from one city to another, they're allowed to eat from their produce outright until they reach the place where they're going to sleep that night. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, the first house in the city is considered this person's house. Even though he might officially be only sleeping in the last house of the city, the moment he gets to the first house of the city, that's already considered his house. Let's say a person picked fruit, he picked produce, and he doesn't need this produce for Shabbos, but now it becomes Shabbos. And we know that Shabbos is kaveh for Maaser. So Rabbi Yechon says, HaShabbos Teveles, Shabbos turns his produce into Tevel, because Shabbos is an official Kaveh for Maaser. Even though, when he picked this produce, he did not intend to use it for Shabbos and doesn't need it for Shabbos, still, it's Tevel LeMaaser. Whereas Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Rish Lakish says, in a Shabbos Teveles, Shabbos is not Tevel his produce for Maaser, because, as we said, he doesn't need them for Shabbos. Now, also Rav Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yechon, I'll die to according to you, detain our Shabbos Teveles, that you say that the moment we hit Shabbos, that's automatically Tevel his Paris and they're Chai for Maaser. We learned in our Mishnah, Hamala Peres Min HaGal Yehuda, if a person is taking his fruit from Gal to Yehuda, Oyel Yushalayim, or is bringing them up to Yushalayim, Oyel Achu Magil Makam Shuhailech, he continue eating from them until he reaches his final destination, and Vechin Bechazira. Also, if he decides to turn around and go back to Galil, he's allowed to continue eating from them, Arai, until he reaches his home, which is his final destination. Vetani Allah, and a Braisa was taught on our Mishnah, Afilu Lan, Afilu Shabbos. Even if he slept in the middle, meaning he stayed over at an inn or a hotel in the middle, that's not considered like reaching his house. And even if it was Shabbos in the middle, let's say his journey was very long and he had to stay over somewhere for Shabbos, still his produce is not considered tavel because he hasn't reached his final destination. And this Mishnah clearly shows, not like you, Rabbi Yechanan. So Amar Lai, Rabbi Yechanan answered Ish Lakish, no, but writes a Lishbais. This is talking about where the person wants to be Shabbos there for Shabbos. In other words, Rabbi Yechanan's telling him, you misunderstood what this Braisa is telling us. The Braisa really is like me. When he reaches a place that he's going to be staying there for Shabbos, he writes a Lishbais, he wants to be there for Shabbos, that's a Kaveh for Meister, and he does have to separate Meister from his produce. The only thing the Braisa is telling us is that he doesn't have to take off Meister until it becomes Shabbos. But of course, once it becomes Shabbos, since he intends to be there for Shabbos, he has to take off Meister. And Tetel Chashu Kain, you should know that this is true, the Tani Allah, because it was taught on this in a Braisa, Afilu Shabbos B'Sheni, even if Shabbos falls on a Monday. And the question obviously is, V'yesh Shvisa B'Sheni, is there Shabbos on Monday? That doesn't make sense. Shabbos isn't on Monday. So what exactly is the Braisa saying? El, the answer is, B'Roitz Lishbais. We're talking about where the person wants to stay there for Shabbos. And this opinion of Shabbos B'Sheni is Rav Meir, who holds in our Mishnah that when a person reaches his Makim Shvisa, he reaches the place where he wants to be for Shabbos, even though he's in the middle of the journey, he would have to take off Meiser, and that's even if he arrived at this place on Monday, if he's going to be staying here all the way until Shabbos, according to Rav Meir, he has to take Meiser off on Monday already, because that's considered like his official place of residence, again, because he's going to be there for Shabbos. Now, Hacha Soto over here in this Braisa that you, Reish Lakish, brought to ask on me, Beretz Lishbais, it's talking about where he wants to be in this particular place on Shabbos, so he has to take Meiser off because Shabbos is a Kaveah, and the Braisa is only telling us that he doesn't have to take Meiser off until it becomes Shabbos. But still, once it becomes Shabbos, he would have to take Meiser. Tesav HaMameiz on top, we continue. The Gemara tells us, HaKol Maidim Belina She'ino Teveles. Everyone agrees that when this person on his journey goes to sleep, he rents a room for the night in an Airbnb, that's not Tevel Meiser. Meaning even Rav Meir, who's more Machmir than Tana Kam in our Mishnah, holds that just because a person went to sleep in somebody's house overnight, that's not Tevel's produce Meiser. So we ask Ma Ben Lina, Ma Ben Shvisa. In Shitas Rav Meir, what's the difference between Lina and Shvisa? Why are we saying that when he goes to sleep for the night, that's not considered a kvias for Maestres, but when he reaches the place that he's going to be for Shabbos, that's a kvias for Maestr? And the answer is, Adam Magalgal Belina and Adam Magalgal B'Shvisa. A person is Magalgal, which means Mezalzel. He doesn't really care much about where he sleeps, but he very much cares about Shabbos. B'chol Makom Adam Lan. A person will sleep anywhere. A small hotel, motel, Holiday Inn, a little Airbnb that costs him $20 a night. He doesn't really care where he sleeps. But in Adam Shabbos B'chol Makom, a person's not going to spend Shabbos in every place. We know that when it comes to Shabbos, a person's very careful where he's going to stay. And therefore, wherever he spends Shabbos is considered his official place of residence, and that's a kaveah for Maaser. Now we're going to have a question on this. Tani was taught in the Braisa. Maaser Rabbi Yeshua Shai Mahalich Acher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai L'Bnei Chayil. There was a story that Rabbi Yeshua was going after Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai to Bnei Chayil, or according to some, it's Baror Chayil. Either which way, it's a place that he went to. Vahu Bnei Oisin Ayaris Mevin Lahan Peiros. And the people of those cities that he was passing through brought them produce. And Amar Lahan Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua told them, Im Lanu Kan, if we're going to stay over here overnight, Anu Chayav L'Aser. So we have to take Maaser off. Im Lav, but if not, if we're not going to be staying overnight over here, Ein Anu Chayav L'Aser. We do not have to take Maaser off. So you see a bichidish from Rabbi Yeshua that even though he's just going to be staying there overnight, that's still considered a kaveah for Maaser. Clearly not like any opinion in our Mishnah. So Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Zeir answers, Rabbi Yeshua died to Nikia. Rabbi Yeshua was very finicky. Das Nikia means he made sure that even when he was on a journey, he stayed in a proper dwelling place, something that was normal, and therefore, for Rabbi Yeshua, there was a kaveah for Maaser even when he was just staying over the night. However, Amar Rav Mana, Rav Mana asked Rabbi Zeir, Chol Ama Shatai, is everyone else a bunch of shaitim, a bunch of fools, and Rabbi Yeshua is better than everyone else? I say that we're following what Rabbi Yeshua does. Just because he does something different than everybody else, that doesn't mean what he's doing is normal and what everybody else is doing is foolish. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua finding a normal place to stay overnight should not be a kaveah for Maaser for him. Ella, rather, Rav Mana answers differently. Rabbi Yeshua, the Levasei Shchichalei, it was normal for him to have an entire entourage, and therefore he was even able to travel at night, and he did not have to go to sleep when it was nighttime because he could have traveled through the night. Who, in regards to him, do Amar Halina Teveles, we would say that when he does go to sleep, that's Tevel for Maaser because he finds a proper place to stay, and that's considered an official stop in his journey, and that's like a Makom Shvisa, his official residence, and that's why he would have to take off Maaser, because again, he doesn't have to stop his journey every single night. However, Shar B'nei Adam, all other people, Deles Avasei Shchicha Lain, it's not common for them to have an entourage, and therefore, every single night, they have to stop their journey and sleep somewhere, ain't Lina Teveles. Sleeping over at night, that's not Tevel the produce, to now say that it has a Chiv in Maaser. We continue asking what Tanin, our Mishnah says, Reichlan HaMachazim Bayarais, peddlers that are going through the cities, Eichlan Achein Magin L'makam Alina, they're allowed to eat from the produce outright until they reach the place where they're going to be sleeping. Well, why is that? We just said that all people went on a journey just because they're sleeping over in a particular place. That doesn't mean that that's their bias, their official Makam Shvisa, and they don't have to take Maaser off. So why are Reichlan different? And the answer is, Ma'o Makam Alina, what does that mean, this peddler's place that he's going to sleep? Basically, it means his house. In other words, this peddler, once he comes back home to go to sleep, that's a kaveah for Maaser. Even though he's going to be getting up the next morning and bring his wares all over the place from one house to another, one town to another, one hamlet to another, still, since he's bringing the produce back home and he's going to sleep in his own bed, that's considered a kaveah for Maaser. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. And Rav Shimon Lakish says, Rav Shimon Rabbi Shaya, Kagan Ilan to Kfar Chananya, it's like these peddlers of Kfar Chananya, the Nafkin Vesachrin Arba V'chamesh Kurion, they go out and they peddle their wares to four or five different villages. However, V'ailin D'machin V'bei Sehoin, they go up and they sleep in their own homes. And therefore, again, even though they're peddling their wares to all these different places, and they're going to be doing that tomorrow as well, and the next day again, still, since they're coming back home to sleep, that's a kaveah for Maaser. Now we're explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who had said that when a peddler reaches the first house in the city, that's considered his house, even though he's only going to be sleeping in the last house of the city. And why is that? So Tanya Rav Chalafta ben Shaul, Rav Chalafta ben Shaul taught, Ratzu Adam Lefalach Hasaka V'Bayis Harishon Shupagea V'Lolon Sham. This peddler really wants to finish up all of his business in the first house of the city that he encounters, and he would rather sleep over there. And that's why the first house that he reaches is kaveah for Maaser for him. Because what does this guy do? He schleps all of his wares into one city, and he goes knocking door to door to try to sell everything out. And obviously, once he sells everything, he's going to turn around and go back home. So really, his hope and prayer is that the first door he knocks on buys all of his produce, and he doesn't have to go knocking on any more doors. And so that's why the first house is a kaveah for Maaser, even though he very well might end up sleeping in the last house of the city, because he had to go through the entire city peddling all of his wares. He really hopes that he sells all of his wares by the first house. And therefore, the first house is a kaveah for Maaser, and that's understanding Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.